7:32. So what are the chances of meaningful cooperation between the main parties and President Moon Jae-in, who actually caught up with the floor leaders of five different parties from the National Assembly? It's hardly just the two main camps anyway, but rather to all of them with consultative body power in that National Assembly. Jade Lee has more for us. Good morning.
Good morning, Alex.
Can we start with a bit of background?
Sure. So the meeting took place under an agreement that President Moon and the full leaders of five parties reached in August to hold such a session once every quarter. Following Monday's meeting, they released a statement consisting of 12 clauses, such as lowering the legal voting age, deregulation, expansion of flexible working hours, and revision of Broadcasting Act. They also agreed to cooperate on legislative and budgetary measures aimed at improving the livelihoods of ordinary people based on a common understanding that the current economic situation is severe. And they also pledged to work together on other issues, such as providing support for small business owners and low-income earners, ensuring fair hiring, and promoting reconciliation between labor and management.
Now, for a closer look at this, let's begin with the 한겨레, shall we?
Yes, the 한겨레 expressed expectations for the launch of the consultative body, saying that it holds significance in that rival politicians have started a new experiment to share their views and achieve bipartisan cooperation. The paper said it is desirable that the parties have agreed to look for all possible solutions to pressing issues, and it welcomed that they could see eye to eye on a need to join hands to alleviate people's pain and burden in their daily lives. This will also contribute to the restoration of the public's trust in politics overall.
Still, the paper pointed out that the statement lacked detail.
That's right. The 한겨레 said the 12 clauses just broadly mentioned pending issues to be discussed, not providing any details about how the rival parties will hash out their differences. There's a saying that the devil is in the detail. So the paper said the parties should start by working on issues on which they have little differences and make concessions and reach a compromise as needed. The paper hoped that the consultative body could make the country's politics more mature.
Let's move on to another view. We've got the 세계일보.
Yes, the 세계일보 also called the first meeting encouraging, as it revealed the possibility that the presidential office and rival parties could actually work together. However, what was also confirmed was the fact that there are huge differences in the ruling and opposition parties' views on many issues, such as the government's energy policy and the budget for public sector jobs and the minimum wage hike. Some even said the parties failed in making progress, as some of the key issues, including the ratification of the Panmunjom Declaration, was not included in the statement. The 세계일보 advised both the ruling and opposition parties to put themselves in each other's shoes. The presidential office should stop making unilateral decisions, as it did when ratifying the Pyongyang Joint Declaration and declaring the country to be nuclear-free, but should listen to the opposition's voices. And the opposition also needs to take a cooperative attitude and stand ready to work together. They should think about why their approval rating doesn't budge at the 10% range. And now is the time for both sides to be as productive as possible.
But overall, there is this sense of relief that we're getting that the parties are actually communicating.
Yes, right.
Even if there are differences of opinion on, mm-hmm. on what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. Let's get that impression as well, shall we, from the Seoul Shinmun?
Sure. The Seoul Shinmun also started by positively assessing the meeting and expressed hopes that it could become a successful model for cooperation in the country's political circle, where the lack of conversations and communication has been pointed out as a chronic problem. Then the Seoul Shinmun focused on each part of the agreement. It said the parties should reaffirm their resolve to support SMEs and small business owners to revitalize the faltering economy, because reviving the economy is both in the ruling and opposition's interest. The paper also argued that the politicians should not be stingy with the budget for childbirth and child care, as the current low birth rate is a serious, urgent issue that affects the country's future. The Seoul-Shinmun closed by advising the opposition parties to be cautious in demanding a budget cut for jobs, considering a dire employment situation. It hoped that next year's budget for job creation, worth some 23 trillion won, could be passed at the National Assembly without a cut.
And let's finish with another view from the Mail Business Newspaper.
Sounds good. The Mail Business Newspaper had a similar perspective, welcoming the rival parties' get-together in a long time to pledge cooperation. The paper said the agreement should not end in words but lead to action in the process of implementing policies or deliberating legislation. On the same day at the National Assembly, Parliamentary Speaker Moon Hee-sang and the chiefs of five parties also had a monthly lunch meeting. The paper said the more frequently they sit face-to-face, the better. There should be more opportunities for the ruling party to heed the opposition's views and for the opposition to convey voices on the ground to narrow down their differences. Still, the paper also noted that conflicts may arise going forward when they start to discuss details, as they have locked horns with each other on many issues. However, given the dire condition of the economy and people's livelihood, the presidential office and all political parties should join forces, not just blindly insisting on their own demands. Lending each other an attentive ear will be the starting point of cooperation.
Well, thank you very much, Jade. Good to have you here with us today.
Thank you, Alex.